It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. And so today I am thinking about those actions that defile us in the eyes of God. And before I go a step further, let me tell you how I arrived at this line of thinking this morning. And so the last 2 weeks of the year, I think it's fair to say that whatever diet I might be on at the time, or however I'm watching what I eat, all of that is tossed out of the window the last 2 weeks of the year. In other words, no one has to remind me to eat, drink, and be merry, so to speak. But as I had these thoughts, I was also thinking about what I once read in Luke chapter 7, and this is when Jesus is teaching us about what really defiles us. And so, of course, the Pharisees always have issue with Jesus not following custom and tradition, and they're big on the hand washing custom before eating. And so Jesus tells them in Mark 7:15, you are not defiled by what you eat, you are defiled by what you say and do. Food does not come in contact with your heart. And in Mark 7:20, he goes on, it is the thought life that defiles you. Out of a person's heart comes greed, wickedness, pride, and evil thoughts. So the scripture today is John 15:5. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And so while I am putting away my calorie counter for sure, and I will eat and be merry this holiday season, I will keep top of mind also those things that can defile me and my character. Share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.